The Geometry of Space, by Nassim Haramein. Have you ever wondered what this reality is made of? This atomic structure that is palpable, that seems so real? How is it that from nothingness everything emerges? Atoms are made of 99.99999% space, so it turns out that what we call reality is mostly space with a little bit of a jiggle, a little vibratory fluctuation or, as described in quantum theory, a waveform generating what we call atomic structure. One must wonder, couldn't this fluctuation be a function of the space itself? Could space actually be full instead of empty? Couldn't atomic structures be only the symptom of the fluctuation of space? This is nothing new. Most ancient civilizations believed in an all-prevailing soup of energy embedded within the fabric of space, and later many of the world's great thinkers, including such scientists as Albert Einstein, Nikola Tesla, Buckminster Fuller and Walter Russell, believed in an all-prevailing energy at the base of the fabric of space. The premise of this research is simple. Space is not empty, it is full. It is full of an energy that creates atomic structures themselves reality. It is a sea of electromagnetic flux we call the zero-point energy, which has been demonstrated beyond a shadow of a doubt, since its mechanical effects have now been measured in laboratories. And the cosmological constant was added to the vacuum at the universal scale to accommodate for the observed acceleration of expansion. In simple terms, reality is not unlike the phase transition that water undergoes when its molecules change into ice. This thermodynamic effect is the result of a transfer of energy or information from one state to another. In this case, water can be represented as atomic structure and ice as the energy of the vacuum structure. Now we can identify both sides of the equation, one being a waveform, water or liquid, and the other being geometric, solid, as it gets cooler. This research identifies the geometric relationship between space and the phase experienced by matter as related to or illustrated by the water-ice example. The relationship is geometrically communicated as a fractal tetrahedral array circumscribed by a sphere where the vector lines of forces generated by the geometric array is the structure of space itself, and the sphere is the waveform resulting from the fluctuation of space that we observe as atoms. The geometric relationship to the waveform is non-linear, since it is fractal with spheres from infinitely big to infinitely small embedded within each other in all directions, thus creating the experience of reality. For instance, you can imagine in mechanical terms that the electron spins are embedded in the rotation of the Earth, embedded in the rotation of our solar system, embedded in the galactic arm, embedded in our galactic disk, embedded in our cluster, embedded in our superclusters, embedded in our universe, which duplicates fractally to infinity, thus, more accurately denoted as our multiverse. The structure resolution is described by the orbital's relationship to infinity, from infinitely big to infinitely small. Now, picture yourself as one of these boundaries between the infinitely large and the infinitely small. The transfer of information, or energy, going across the boundaries is reciprocal in both directions. For example, the energy dispensed during the day by your body in terms of thermodynamics is reciprocal to the information gathered by your senses feeding your consciousness. The vector directions are at a 180 phase from each other or, in other words, in opposite directions, whereby the energy dispensed by your body is from the boundary outside of yourself and the information gathering is from the boundary inside of yourself, that is consciousness or self-awareness. The standing waveform generated by the opposite phases is the boundary we call reality. The information transfer across the boundary is a function of the 64 codons generating the amino acids of the double helix of the DNA structure. The combinations of codons that seem to be inactive, only 20 out of 64 codons generate the DNA amino acids, are interacting geometrically with the fractal dimensions of space to transfer the information across the boundary, resulting in what is popularly known as the auric field. To give you an idea of the amount of information transfer related to only the actual 20 codons, if you were to extend a DNA packet found at the center of a cell so it unraveled like a tight string and you were to hold end-to-end all of the strands that are found in one human body alone, it would take a jet plane traveling at 1,000 miles per hour approximately 24,000 years to fly to the end of that DNA. Now why is it that most human beings will often utter the statement that it is impossible to imagine infinity when their own existence is part of the infinite boundary generated by the fractal geometry of space? The reason is simple. The tendency is to attempt to visualize the multiverse in the external, infinitely large vector direction. However, visualization is a function of consciousness, thereby from the boundary inward, which is a vector direction towards the infinitely small. Auspiciously, most masters that have walked this earth have tried to educate the public about the importance of turning our senses inward, which translates in many different cultures as either prayer or meditation. Expressed geometrically or mathematically as nonlinear fractal mathematics, or expressed philosophically as levels of consciousness, the importance of taking the time to sit in contemplation becomes self-evident. As a result of this practice, one can experience the true nature of their existence and their place in the infinity of the multiverse.